One of the most fascinating things about this painting by the Sienese painter Duccio is that it was a painting that was made to be used. Lots of the paintings in the National Gallery are to be hung on walls or stood on altars, but this was actually made for somebody to kneel in front of. The person who used this altarpiece would have used it possibly in a private room or in a small chapel, setting it up on an altar, and would have opened it up, and inside he would have looked at this lovely image of the Virgin with her child and the saints on either side, whom he most valued. On the left is a Dominican friar, and on the right, St. Aurea, who was a female martyr. And she gives us a clue as to who might have owned this altarpiece, because there was a Dominican cardinal called Niccolo da Prato, and his church was named after St. Aurea, and so it's possible that he owned this little altarpiece. One of the most interesting aspects of the way in which this was used was the fact that the outside of the wings are painted with geometric patterns. And in the left-hand shutter, these geometric patterns are locked together, and in the right-hand shutter, they're unlocked. And so this was a clue given by the painter to the man who owned it, how to open the shutters without damaging the altarpiece. He had to pick up, lift up the right-hand wing first, the one with the unlocked squares, so that the other wing wouldn't bang down and shatter the paint and the wood.